Boy, I just looked at the clock and realized I'm going to be sitting in this chair in exactly 12 hours, getting ready to do the drive.
Oof.
Yeah. I got the
You ready
morning.
For that? What time you got to leave to get here?
What time
are you going to get up? Let's say that.
I will leave. I'll get up at, what time does the show start? 6? I will leave my house
at about
5:20. And I'll get here about 5:45, 5:50.
Okay. Ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm not going to get here too early. And then maybe 5:55.
Who you got rocking the boards back there? You got Chris back there rocking?
No, Matt's working in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Matt George.
There you go.
Chris ain't getting up that early.
I wake up that early.
You don't wake up that early?
I'm going to bed at that time.
Ah, you'd be wrapping a scarf around your neck about then,
yeah.
Huh?
Hey, I'm up anyway because, you know, Star, my wife, she gets up at about, that freaking alarm goes off at 4:45, 5, and she's out the door by 5:15 on her 7 to 8 mile run before she goes to work.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm like, no, really. I'm like, come on now. And then, you know, so she, you know, she's got to go get her coffee. Blah, blah, blah. She's out the door, and then she comes in at – my wife gets ready so fast, it's unbelievable. She comes in about an hour later, gets in the shower. Then I hear her hair dryer, and then 15
– You're still not woke?
Oh, I'm awake, but when she's out running, I fall back asleep. And then when she comes back in and I hear the hair dryer, I put a pillow over my head, and I try to go to sleep a little bit. But my wife's really good. She gets ready – as fast as any female I've ever known.
Just
she, from start to finish, shower, makeup, hair, out the door in 20 minutes.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
That's getting dressed faster than a man.
She does. It's unbelievable. My wife literally.
She's looking at you going, will you come on already?
She don't look at me. She knows better. 20 minutes. She does. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is that, no 20
no, it
minutes.
Is. It's
is,
incredible. It that, is.
I've never seen nothing like that.
No, I haven't either. It's unbelievable.
Pretty impressive.
Yep, it is very impressive.
Clock it. Come on, Napes. You got to get up and.
So tomorrow, when she gets up,
you're up too.
I'll get up, and I'll be out the door. I'll be out the door at 5:15. I don't know what the there's no traffic at 5:15, right?
No.
So maybe I'll leave it. What time I got to be on at 6? Maybe I'll leave here. Maybe I'll leave my house at about 5:35. I'll roll in as the music's playing.
There you go.
Tell me Matt wouldn't be freaked out on the board.
Oh,
Matt's like, you know, it's like 5:58 and there's no Grant here yet.
Well, he'll have a caller right away.
Well, he can do the show until I get here.
How you doing? This is Bill from Granite Bay. I'd like to speak to Grant. So we'll give him a caller in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I'll be doing the drive tomorrow, and I'm telling you, I'm not talking about this for 3 hours, okay?
You give it a, what, good hour?
I'll give it 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Well, you know what? I'll give it 5 minutes unless there's some new developments.
Okay.
If there's any new developments between now and tomorrow, but I don't think there will be to you.
No, I don't, and we've took the long ride because we've talked about it since we started, and we still have calls.
All right, let's get to ETN. What's up, ETN?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Now I got season tickets, and as a season ticket holder, just about what's going on with him, I'm not upset. Now, what I think about it is it definitely embarrasses the organization. It embarrasses him on a personal level, but as far as, you know, people calling in saying that get rid of him and this and that, it's like we don't even know what he's going to be charged with. We know what he's charged with. But being that he was charged with such a big amount, if he was charged, it's a certain number. I have my card, so, I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs, but it's a certain amount. If you get caught with it and it's under that amount, it's a misdemeanor possession. So, you know, for him, they're going to get him with the felony. But his lawyers, he's lucky the laws in California are what they are, and the vote that just happened this past year, he got a lot of things working in his favor, but it just makes him look bad during a time when it's slow basketball news. So just as a season ticket holder, I just hope he gets it handled before the season starts. And I don't think it's going to affect him in the locker room whatsoever. Doubt the guys, they might laugh about it, if anything. But as far as his leadership, I don't know his personal business, but I would just guess that it isn't his first time you know, with marijuana. He's been doing good in the league. He's been a role model for his teammates. He's been a good player. So, I mean, I don't see what all the panic is about.
Well, I think anytime a individual is charged with a felony, regardless of how we think that the felony may turn into a misdemeanor or less, I think anytime you see someone arrested and then felony, that's serious. I mean, felony, yeah. That's serious when you're charged with a felony.
No, that's what I'm saying. That looks bad. But,
yeah.
Again, we got to see and wait
yep.
and see what it gets, what it eventually may turn into and what he eventually pleads to.
Right.
You know, if he ends up pleading to a felony, then I can see a little bit.
Yeah, he's not going to plead to a felony. I can guarantee you that.
Right. And that's my point is it's out. We're in the off season. It's slow. That's our new free agent. We've been getting a lot of good shine from the national press, so now we're going to get attacked again for a little while. But, I mean, as far as the team dynamic, I don't see it affecting that at all. I don't see the guys, you know, being affected by it. I mean, Ty Lawson had 4 DUIs, and he was
– Yeah, no, you know what? You're probably right. I think in this particular circumstance, and again, I'm speculating here and I may be wrong – I think the organization is obviously very concerned, but I think they're probably more concerned about the public perception of this yeah. than the actual interaction that he'll have with his teammates. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, ETN and Grant, and I don't mean to shine a light on it, but you would be surprised. In the locker room, you got to have really thick skin, Grant. Yeah. You know this. Yeah. I could imagine him going to his seat and there's 5 backpacks. I could imagine him getting on the plane and there's a backpack. I could imagine him getting in his car and there's yep. a backpack. And that's what happens in the locker room for a team to move past yep. something like that.
Hey, right. ETN, thanks for the call.
No problem. You guys take it easy.
All right, yep. you do the same. Let's get to Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good, Grant. How are you guys doing, man?
Great, man.
All right, so, you know, I'm kind of really disappointed. I've been a Zach Randolph fan for a long time. I love his play, even though he's played on some teams that I didn't like very much. Always been a fan of his. I was so disappointed to kind of hear that this happened. So let me quantify what I'm about to say by that. But bottom line is, law is the law. I mean, I'm a big fan. If you're innocent, you're proven guilty. So, you know, let's find out. Maybe they reported wrong, whatever the case may be. Let's just shake it down and see what happens. But at the same time, too, I mean, if he is, he broke the law. I mean, he shouldn't be given a free pass. My question for you, because I'm not too sure about the NBA, so you guys will be able to handle this. Now, can whatever charges come out of this and whatever it plays out to be, now, can the NBA take action against him? Like,
yes.
Same way in the NFL, someone yep. does
yes.
something dumb and now they fine him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I wasn't too sure about that. But either way, I mean, I'm still a fan. I agree the locker room thing probably won't be too big of a deal, but it's also the perception that it gives out, especially with Zach Randolph's been around a long time. He's got to always have a bunch of young players that are coming into the NBA, and what kind of messages are sending to them, you know, if this is just kind of, you know, brushed away like no big deal. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Total sense.
Yep. Hey,
All right, guys. You have a great night.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Appreciate it. All right, tell you what we'll do. We're ready for the break, and then we'll come right back, and we'll take more of your phone calls. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. It's Grant Napier. It's Doug Christie. We're going to get you through another 30 minutes. And since we've been on the air, we've pretty much had full phone calls. And
pretty much.
We're watching a little preseason football. And you know what? Preseason football has got to be the most boring thing in the world. But you know what? It's football.
It's good to see, isn't it?
It's great to see.
I like to see them line up and go after it. Got to see – I don't know if you saw any. I saw a little bit of Deshaun Watson last night.
Yeah, he looked good.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the throws, all that. But for your first start, I think he was 15 for 25 with a touchdown. And I like what I saw.
I've always said this. With the way NFL defenses play in the preseason, with everything being so vanilla,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that when you're a player like Deshaun Watson, in many instances, you're going against second and third stringers,
yes.
you should look good. And I've always said this about quarterbacks. Quarterbacks in the preseason should look good. I'm concerned when the quarterbacks in the preseason don't look good. That's when I get nervous.
What does that say? You're playing and then – like you said, all the defenses are so vanilla, you should be able to pick and dip and dab here and there.
Yep.
But, yeah, he did. Now we'll see him against better defenses as it goes on.
All right, let's get to Alex. You're on with Grant Napier and Doug Christie. Hey, Alex.
Hey there, Grant. This is my first time calling. And I just wanted to say that I was driving. I pulled over and researched, like you told me to, about whether marijuana had been linked to lower IQ in teens. And first result that comes up is January 2016, so, you know, within 2 years, and it says twin study finds no evidence of this link.
Well, I've got plenty of stories that I can read right now to you about what happens to your brain when you use marijuana when you're teens. I've got stuff here from medical journals. I've got things here
from Science Magazine, one of the most respected. It's a popular magazine, Science and Nature, but those are equivalent to medical journals, really, in terms of their how respected they are. So I just wanted to say that I personally don't use marijuana, and I wouldn't recommend it. And I think it's quite probable that there is still some sort of a, you know, it does affect young people's brains, and they are still developing. Also, I have no idea why Zach Randolph would need 2 pounds if he had 2 pounds of it. Someone else called up saying, oh, it's like you had 30 bottles of Hennessy. Yeah, I'd be concerned if someone had that, too. But I do think
here's some information for you from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm going to read you one paragraph, okay? While teenagers might be binge drinking less and having less sex than previous generation did, marijuana use among teens, which had declined from the late 1990s through the mid to late 2000s, is on the rise again. And this is a problem because despite our culture's increasingly casual attitudes towards pot, research suggests that marijuana use can damage the developing teen brain. Okay, and I can go on and on with that. That's just and this article goes on and on. And then I just Googled while you were talking to me, and I have in front of me many, many articles that back up the use of the use of marijuana in a developing teen's brain. Because and I didn't know this either until I did research. Your brain is not fully developed until you're in your early 20s.
Right. I did know about that. So what you were saying seemed to make sense, but. What I'm saying is the guy who called up, I'm not sure exactly what his context was. It sounded like he was maybe a minister or something. He said he had a congregation. And honestly, you kind of berated him and said it is a proven fact when it's not a proven fact.
It is a proven fact. I've got research in front of me, and I don't have time. It is. Go do a little more research. It is.
Intelligence quotient, which is not it's a certain measure of intelligence. And the specific thing you said, where is the study proving that it actually lowers IQ? As if IQ is even the best measure of intelligence anyway.
Well, I'm only going by what I'm reading on all of these different sites about the the risks of smoking marijuana in an undeveloped brain.
Right. And I just think that sometimes, and this is sometimes just like maybe your tone because of, you know, being from New York and stuff. But
what the hell does it have a difference of whether I'm from New York or not? What difference does that make? I'm talking about research that talks about changes in brain development and function of the brain from drug abuse and marijuana smoking in undeveloped brains.
Because people like to regardless of where they're from, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but that when you highlight certain bits of data over other bits of data, it can lead to a false impression. So of course, there are people out there saying things are totally harmless, and they're wrong about that a lot of the time, right?
But what does New York have to do with it?
You have recordings of yourself.
What does New York have to do with it? How do you factor in New York into that?
I have lots of family from New York. I'm saying maybe it's partially just because of the way that you conveyed the tone, but it kind of, I felt like the guy was calling up and was being honest and sharing his experience.
He was saying that smoking marijuana is harmless, and there are numerous, numerous, numerous reports that show that to be untrue in the undeveloped brain of teenagers, adolescents, and young adults, okay? So that's the point I was trying to make. Goodbye. Sam, you're on with Grant and Doug. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today, Doug?
I was doing okay until that last call, but I'm going to bounce back because I have to be on the air in 11 and a half hours, so I don't have much time to, you know, rebound, you know?
Yes. Okay, I have a quick one for you with regard to the Zach Randolph issue. When I first heard the report about him being arrested, I heard about the pot, and it's like, okay, well, that happens, and we hear this all the time. We don't like to hear it, but we do hear it. But being from Los Angeles myself and knowing that area like I do, my question is, why was Zach Randolph in Nickerson Gardens? Because if you know anything about L.A., that's a bad place to be.
Yeah, but you know what, Sam? You can be from a bad place. You can have family from a bad place, so you can be visiting a bad place. So I don't know if he has family there, but someone else called with that. And to answer that question, maybe he has families, cousins, nephews, nieces. I don't know if that's true, Sam, but that's an answer to your question why he might be in that area, amongst okay. other things, that's obviously.
That's fair. And, yeah, that's I don't expect an answer necessarily to it at this point. It's just, that was the question in my mind because I know it, you know, and I know how, you know, rough of a place it is. I was really surprised to hear it. And yes, he might have family from there. It's probably the roughest place in all of Los Angeles.
No doubt.
That was my thought.
Thank you, Sam. Okay,
thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you. Let's get to Robert. Hello, Robert.
How you guys doing?
Good, Robert. What's happening?
You okay with the if I talk to you from New York, right?
I don't know. I got to be careful, man.
That was pretty fun, man.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have a major, major problem. I think that with everything we've been through with the past, I don't even need to bring his name up that, you know, we moved on from. The timing is what I have a problem with more so than anything. I know, you know, these guys, and I can't say these guys are young because Zach Randolph's not young. That's the problem is the one, and I know, Doug, I've obviously never been an NBA player, but I've played sports, I've coached sports, I work in the car business. You got to have thick skin where I work, and you got to have thick skin in the locker room, too.
No doubt.
If they sense a weakness and they know they got you, man, somebody will spend a lot of money on jokes to get you. You know
yep.
what I mean?
Yes, so sir.
I don't think it'll affect that much, but the concern I have is with the really, really young guys we have, I don't want to see – he's probably going to be suspended based on, you know, what happens, maybe even if he gets cleared. But the problem, my concern I have is what are the young players going to see if, you know, he just signed – what did he do, a two-year 24 contract?
Yeah.
You know – obviously, he hasn't even played a game for us yet, and we know his Zach's a little rough around the edges, but we knew that. And he's a tough dude, and he probably – being 6'10", you're going to stick out regardless. And then in the area he's in with that much – were there guns, too? I heard there were two guns in the crowd.
That's,
is that accurate?
I don't know if it's accurate, but I heard the same thing. Or I shouldn't say heard. I read that.
Yeah, me too. So I – all in all, probably lack of judgment. I know, you know, I don't smoke anymore. I did when I was younger, haven't in 20 years, but I do know that we didn't bring 2 pounds to the party. You know what I mean? It's just a bothersome thing all the way around, and I always tell my kids, and it's a good thing at least for the young ones, the teammates, to know that nothing good comes out being after 10 a.m., especially when you're in the public, or 10 p.m., when you're in the public eye. You either should be heading home or finishing up at the movies and going home.
Thank you.
It's just an all-around, you know, it's upsetting.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Real quickly as we go to break for that last caller, this one is from the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Again, just one thing. From a shorter attention span to lower grade, smoking marijuana can affect the teenage brain in a variety of ways. Then it says, researchers have found that teens who smoke marijuana daily for several years have an abnormally shaped part of the brain and do poorly on tasks involving long-term memory. There were nearly 100 participants in the study who began smoking cannabis at age 16 or 17. During the 3 years of the study, they smoked every day. After they completed a series of long-term memory tests that assessed how they could recall memories, the young adults who had smoked daily scored 18% worse on those tests compared to those peers who hadn't. And I can go on and on and on. There are many reports that have shown that smoking pot in an undeveloped brain as a teenager can, and in many instances, does have an effect on your brain when your brain becomes fully developed. We'll be right back.
Hey, they say don't go into the light. I say do go into the light. Laser light therapy at Regenesis Center is where I go. Carpal tunnel sprains, strains, arthritis, tendonitis. They also have foam star, infrared body wraps, contour light, lipo light. I think you can see a theme here. I say go into the light. Go into the light with my friends at Regenesis Center, and they will help you out. Ask for Brianna. Mention my name, Doug Christie, and get 15% off of laser light therapy treatments. Also, I do the Ion Cleanse Foot Detox, and it is something to see. It's easy for me to sit here and tell you on the radio, but until you put your feet in there and you see what comes out of your body, it'll help you with sleeping, help you with smoking, a lot of different things. RegenesisCenter.com, RegenesisCenter.com. You can also call them at 530-745-4446. Like I said, tell them Doug Christie sent you. Get 15% off of laser light therapy treatments. They're promoting a healthy living lifestyle, promoting and healing you from the inside out, not the outside in. RegenesisCenter.com.
Final segment.
Yes, sir.
I've got 11 hours and 25 minutes before I got to be back in this chair.
Well, you got, nine more minutes in you?
Yeah, and then I got to get recharged and be back, you know?
You'll be charged, man. A little sleep, a little relaxation, nice little food. What you eating tonight?
Probably a salad of some sort.
Okay. A little meat on it?
A little bit, but not too much. But yeah.
You going to go down to our
I had
spot?
Lunch at McCooney's today, and I had my pepperfin, albacore pepperfin, which is phenomenal. And then I had my barbecued red tuna.
Ooh.
And so tonight, I don't know, you know, I'll tell you, my wife makes, do you know what gazpacho soup is? It's a cold vegetable soup, and it's spectacular.
Is that Italian?
It's Spanish, actually.
Spanish, okay.
And it's phenomenal. And my wife makes it for me about once a week in the blender, and we keep it, and I have it all the time. It's great. So I'll have some gazpacho soup too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Soup and salad?
Yeah, the gazpacho soup is great.
Okay.
Oh, it is so good.
Yeah, any bread?
No, I don't
leaving
think bread.
Leaving the bread?
No.
Maybe a little meat.
I stopped eating bread.
Altogether?
Yeah, I don't eat bread anymore.
Really?
Too many carbohydrates, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you need a little bit every now and again.
You know what?
No
a
bread?
Little bit. You know what? Honestly, very, very little. If I order a hamburger, I do it without the bun.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of bread myself, but yeah, I do.
A little bit. You know what? Like when I go to Seattle.
There you go.
And I go to El Gaucho.
You want some bread.
Let's make sure we have an understanding. Let's get to Craig. Hello, Craig.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Craig?
Gary just needs to settle down a little bit because it's all speculation about Randolph right now.
This is true.
Just rolling and rolling about what it could be because no one knows anything. Gary's got to wait till the police report comes out, till the arraignment. Until then, nobody knows anything.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I said that at the beginning of the show, and I also said that, you know, I have to talk about the comment that was made by his agent and who is also his attorney, and the exact quote, and it wasn't one that had a lot of words to it, but it was important. He said the charges are false and misleading. We're looking at all options to resolve this matter. Now, if that's accurate, then that's fine. But if we find out that the charges are true and they're not misleading, then to me, the Kings are going to have a very pretty simple decision to make.
Yeah, exactly. But he's been charged, and now they got to prove it.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
And he's innocent until proven guilty.
No question about it.
And that's going to take, what, 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe 6 months. So just...
Yeah.
Don't say that part, Craig. We don't want this to draw in all the way into the season. That would just be bad. But you make a valid point. It's possible.
Calm down. Just see what happens.
No doubt.
Well, you know, when you say calm down, I do think you have to admit it is a big deal when a player on a team that you root for is charged with a felony. I don't think you can just sweep that under the rug and say calm down. I think you could say, hey, we need to wait for the facts to come out, and I think that's accurate. But to say calm down, this does elicit a reaction from people, you have to admit, right?
Stop speculating on everything that happened because only people know that actually what happened were people who were there.
Thank you, Craig. I definitely agree with that. There's no doubt about it. That's the one thing he said that's spot on.
Yes.
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call. I love listening to you guys on the drive home.
Thank you.
Hey, on the marijuana thing, I don't care about what any medical journals say, any scientific journals say. If you've ever had relatives or been around people that have smoked marijuana their whole life, they think a little bit slower. Their reactions are a little bit slower. And, I mean, I don't smoke marijuana myself, and I have nothing against it. Sure, there's medical.
Yeah, there's medicinal reasons for smoking it. Yes, I would agree with you.
But anybody I know, Grant, that has smoked that stuff is a. I describe it like this: is a couple miles slower than everybody else.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. We are unfortunately out of time, but thank you very much for the call and thanks for listening to the show. I'll be back tomorrow morning on The Drive. Doug will be back at 3. So make it a great evening, everybody, and thanks for listening. A's Baseball's next.